This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, big show lined up for you on this Monday, the 16th of June, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up, we'll be talking about Dr. Charles Sell, the St. Louis doctor who had exposed government corruption, so they arrested him under Medicaid, Medicare fraud. The charge would give him 2 years in prison if he was convicted by a jury of his peers. But they said that he was insane. The medical doctor was insane, the government said, the judge said, the prosecution said. So they've been drugging him with antipsychotics for 6 years, and he's been refusing some of the drugs, so they've been beating him and torturing him. This is now admitted, but the government says it's to keep him in line, and it's now before the Supreme Court. We've been covering this story the last 2 years. We've had his lawyers, the different medical organizations on that are against what's happening to him, and John Stadtmiller joins us in about 30 minutes with one of the news clips that sounds horrible enough with the things they've done to Dr. Sell, but it's the true story is actually much worse. Then in the second hour, I've got Mr. Charlotte joining us from Harper's Magazine to talk about the Brotherhood, this bizarre so-called Christian cult that loves Nietzsche and Hitler and believes that a world government must be constituted because that's how Jesus wants it to be. And, well, the CIA's involved, and they control a lot of the big neocon Christian organizations, and it's an obvious government front from all the evidence. That's in the second hour. In the third hour, on Friday, we talked about the homeschoolers in Massachusetts, 13 and 15, where the parents refused to take them in for standardized testing, which you shouldn't have to do. I mean, your children are your children. And so they've now seized custody of them or threatening to take them for good if the kids refuse to take the test. So no Fifth Amendment, no nothing. You're going to do what the government says. In fact, I've got the CPS here in the article talking about how the children belong to them and how they will follow their every order or else. And we'll mix in a bunch of your calls as well in the next 2 hours and 57 minutes. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, VirginUtah.com, and now PrisonPlanet.com. And by the way, PrisonPlanet.com has just been redesigned by Paul Joseph Watson. It looks great, a lot of wonderful information. Proud of the great job he's done, as well as what Violet Jones, my wife, has done with InfoWars.com. So be sure and visit both of the websites because they've both been redesigned in the last few months. In fact, the redesign of Prison Planet is brand new today, so definitely go check that out. All right, there's so much I want to get into before we get John Stadtmiller on to talk about Dr. Charles T. Sell and the Sovietization of America, where they just say you're crazy, forcibly drug you forever. In fact, the court has said he may stay in jail for life if he continues to refuse forced drugging for his trial. For life. He's done nothing to anyone. Totally cogent. They admit they've beaten him and chained him down and done all these horrible things. So that's coming up here in about 25 minutes. In the meantime, I want to get into the other news items. Hamas, Israel, resist Mideast ceasefire. Australian expert to expose Iraq weapons exaggerations. New army chief helped plan final assault on Waco. That's right. This is from the Associated Press. The new special operations commander who's going to be over Iraq and the re-education takeover there is, one of the planners of barbecuing the people inside Waco, inside Mount Carmel. So that's coming up. Just a ton of news that we haven't even gotten to yet. Please stay with me today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us globally. Again, we'll be right back. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888, or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Again, thank you for joining us today. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to launch straight into the news with Hamas and Israel resist Mideast ceasefire. Australian experts expose Iraq weapons exaggerations. The new army chief, the former head of special operations, is going to run Iraq. And I guess any new operations, this guy was one of the planners of the Waco raid. So he's proven that he'll come up with battle plans to take out American citizens. By the way, the Delta Force complained days before the raid, saying this was not their normal mission purview, and that they knew that this was not an arrest situation. They were being sent in to kill the Branch Davidians. So that's who you've now got over the military takeover in the Middle East. Also, Portugal is reeling over child sex abuse scandal. It's claiming more and more governmental ministers and heads of media and corporations. This out of the London Independent, that's coming up. Another story here, U.S. colonel unaware of Al-Qaeda arrest. Our government announced all these Al-Qaeda arrests. They talked to the general who the news said had made the arrest. He goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I hadn't gotten word yet. So the lies just continue. Also, Iraq mobile labs, nothing to do with germ warfare, report finds. They're now saying that North Korea has exported missiles to Iran by air. Oh, so now both countries need to be invaded, and Bush is enraging Tehran, that's the capital of Iran, by backing freedom protests. Now, it was so obvious last week, we even did a flashback on InfoWars.com where we showed 3 weeks ago where the Pentagon and the White House said we're going to go ahead and start destabilization operations internally in Iran, and then suddenly you see riots in several of their cities. So we'll get into that, and Iran protest at U.S. interference. So we also have Rumsfeld telling North Korea that the globalists may invade them as early as October with a preemptive strike. Again, they're doing this to a country who has missiles that can reach parts of the Western seaboard, run by a psychotic dictator, literally psychotic, Kim Jong-il. So they're trying to spur him to attack us. And imagine if we get hit by a nuke or North Korea invades South Korea, the wave of false patriotism, the unifying effect, you won't be allowed to criticize the government, they're going to install the national draft, and we are off to the races. 9-1-1 was just setting up the psyche to accept a military dictatorship. And it's going to be hard to argue, you know, with the government in a war with North Korea, slugging it out with them, invasion forces, tens of thousands of dead Americans, which you will guaranteed have with an invasion of North Korea. And, I mean, you can't argue that Kim Jong-il is a good guy and shouldn't be taken down. The problem is the government, Rumsfeld, gave him the nuclear reactors. China gave them the missile systems that Clinton gave China to help perfect their systems, and now they're a major threat to Japan, to all the surrounding areas, to South Korea. They have 100,000 artillery pieces with a 2.5 million man army pointed at Seoul in South Korea, just a few miles across the demilitarized zone. They've got artillery up in the hills aimed down at the city with precision, and even if 2,000 aircraft attacked, you know, more than the globalists have in their arsenal through the U.S. military, they could not take out all those artillery pieces in hour after hour of bombing, in day after day of bombing, and they will shell Seoul into a burning carcass. It'll look like Dresden or London. It'll look like Dresden when the liberators and B-17s were hitting it in Germany. It'll look worse than London when Hitler launched his Blitzkrieg. So you can really see what they're setting up. Order out of chaos. World War One, they try to give you a League of Nations. World War Two, they give you a UN. Then they say in the globalist policy papers that they were going to use terror to unify us behind a world empire. They needed, quote, Pearl Harbor size attacks or larger to get the American people behind, quote, the New World Order, as Brzezinski and Hart and Rudman and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Jeb Bush have all said in their own public policy reports before 9-1-1. So this is a horrible thing that's happening. World War III is being set up. And to get you behind the war, the military-industrial complex has already implemented almost all of the Northwoods U.S. government terror plan, where the U.S. government officially called for carrying out terror in the continental United States, hijacking jets, bombing D.C., all these horrible things to get us behind this war. And it's going to kill a lot of innocent Americans. It is going to destroy our liberties. It is going to set up more of a dictatorship through this giant federal government and FEMA and the whole nine yards. So I'll get into some of that news in a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about this on air. I'm going to talk about it once because I told one or two people this weekend, and already it was metastasizing into rumors. I was out with a friend on their boat this weekend on Lake Travis, and on Saturday night, we were out there fishing. We were going back to the dock, and we came across a pontoon boat that was dead in the water, and there were about 4-foot waves. There had been some storms earlier in the day, and we couldn't tie up alongside of it. The pontoon was in the middle of the lake, I jumped in to swim over and try to fix their boat. No good deed goes unpunished, and of course, the boat was turned off. It was dead in the water, started climbing up on the side of the pontoon boat that has aluminum siding on it, and I slipped once I got up on the boat. I slipped, and my hand caught in between the railing, and it basically cut my finger off. So I've had a really enjoyable weekend, and it feels real good because I'm not about to take painkillers and then impair my judgment. And so as I sit here now, they did a good job basically reattaching my finger. The best description of it, you ever seen Terminator 2 where Schwarzenegger, you know, is the robot, the android, and he cuts his flesh off and pulls the flesh off his arm and there's the skeleton under it? Well, that's basically what happened. It just peeled the skin off my finger down to the end, down to the bone. It was just a bone. It's like taking a chicken leg and pulling the meat off of it from top to bottom. But they did a great job putting it all back on. I'm moving it. Other than some throbbing pain, it's good. Other than, you know, seeping and continual bleeding. But I just want to thank God that it didn't cut my finger off, because it did put large indentions in the bone. I want to thank God that didn't cut my finger completely off, you know, the bone itself. And that's good. But you know how these rumors end. By the time people are done hearing about it, it'll be that I was run over by a boat and cut in half, and then flying saucers lifted me back out of the water, and, you know, there were 14 hobgoblins jumping around. That's the way stories work. You know, a patriot can go on vacation for a week and come back and hear that they've been assassinated. And I guess in a way that's a good thing, because people are all watchful for folks that are in the movement of real news and information. But, yes, I decided to go out and do some fishing with a friend. And then I did my good deed and jumped off the boat to swim over and help these people. And almost cut my finger off, so that was a lot of fun Saturday. But it could be worse. You know, life is short. This shows us how people are worried and scared of fighting the New World Order, scared of getting involved, scared of telling the truth, scared of what their neighbors will think of them if they say the government's corrupt. Ooh, what a surprise. Oh, what an incredible original idea that governments might do something wrong and might need to be watched. Read the Declaration of Independence. But they will get fearlessly in their cars, in boats. They will water ski. They will snow ski. They will ride bikes down the side of the highway. Incredibly dangerous things. We do this every day because it's accepted by the society. Everybody does it. But then they'll be afraid to stand up against corruption or afraid to get involved in the fight for liberty. I mean, you could be diagnosed with cancer tomorrow. You could be, you could have a heart attack walking into your house or going into work, or you could die. You could be struck by lightning playing golf. It happens all the time. You could drown. So life is short, folks. You're not here very long. And, you know, I could have caught my arm in that thing and slit my wrist, gone into shock, and gone to the bottom of the lake out there in those big waves, but I didn't. And I just calmly, with the skin flopping around on the end of my finger, swam back over, got in my boat. I'm usually pretty calm under pressure. Thanks to the good Lord. And we drove back in, the 10 minutes back into the dock, and and then that was fun. There was a big party going on at the dock. You know, they have like a big restaurant and bands out there at night. And I come pulling in. There's a no-wake zone like a half mile out from the harbor. And we come driving in, my friend Kevin was driving about, I don't know, 15 miles an hour in the no-wake zone, which it wasn't throwing much of a wake. We had all these people mad at us yelling, and they all ran up to the dock as we pulled up. And there's blood all over the place, and they were all yelling and cussing at me, drunk, I guess, and I just held my hand up and said, "Hey, almost cut my finger off," and they all felt pretty stupid, but, you know, they got the buoys out front. You're not supposed to speed into the harbor, but I was in no mood, and I rarely slip up, but I did. I apologize to those. I had some choice words for them. I'm just glad I got my finger. My whole family's glad I didn't cut a finger off. But that's enough about me whining about my finger. Now we're going to get a bunch of calls. Oh, I'm sorry about your finger. People are going to hear that, and then it's going to translate into, I cut my arm off. So please don't call about it. No condolences needed. It's just a funny story, and people locally found out about it, and before it turned into an urban legend that I got cut in half or something, I wanted to neutralize that, or I wouldn't have talked about it. All right, we'll come back, get into news. We got three big guests coming up today and a lot of key information. So please stay with me. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Jack Rounder with Midas Resources, the real money folk. Remember that ad from October of 2000? The NASDAQ was down 22% for the year? Well, it's since gone down another 40%. Folks, where will it bottom out? Unfortunately for many of us, the paper markets have already wiped out life savings with no hope of recovery. Don't let this happen to you. Call Midas Resources today at 800-686-2237. Gold spot at that time was trading at about $275. It is now up dramatically and looking very bullish. We recommended at that time to put a significant portion of your assets into the gold and silver collector coins. That advice still stands. Call Midas today. 800-686-2237. Collector coins are liquid, private, and portable. Downside risk is minimal in comparison to paper equities. The time to move to hard assets is now, before the momentum buyers further escalate the prices. Protect your financial holdings. Call Midas Resources today. 800-686-2237.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Down, my friends. The globalists are going to get us into World War III. They said that 62 countries were on their hit list. They're moving forward to go into Syria, Iran, North Korea, And they won't list all the other countries. We know one of them, Somalia. It's a bunch of countries in Eastern Europe and in the belly of Russia, Central Asia. And you better believe that one of the unnamed countries on that 60-plus list is the United States. The number one function of this war is to get us into a Pan-American Union and to merge that with the EU through all these treaties. And it's so important for people in and out of government to resist this, to speak out against this, for people in government to say no to all these policies. And I keep using one of the best examples we have. That is the smallpox shot. 99.99% said no. Not 90%, not 80%, 99-plus percent out of hundreds of thousands of people that they wanted to vaccinate, most of them refused because they found out how dangerous and how deadly all of this was. And so this is the reality that we're facing. It's like when they tried to have Henry Kissinger as the head of the 911 commission. No one bought it. No one went along with it. No one agreed to this idea. I mean, across the board, people decried it. They knew that Henry Kissinger was a gigantic whitewasher. They knew that Henry Kissinger had been involved in dozens of major cover-ups of the last 30-plus years. They know that he's an intelligence agency super gopher. And so we just simply have to continue to discredit this system. It's not our government. It works for a bunch of corrupt banks that own our military industrial complex. And they want to train you to be slaves. They want to train you to accept tyranny that is the complete opposite, the antithesis of what the United States of America is supposed to be. In the United States of America, you're not supposed to have a system where Dr. Charles T. Sell can be arrested for Medicaid, Medicare fraud, a charge that carried 2 years in prison, and forcibly drugged for 6 years, five and a half of that in solitary confinement. And then to have the government say, we don't care if the Supreme Court says that we can't force drug him, then he'll have to stay in prison for life if need be. They said that. They said for decades until he takes the drugs, until he's ready for trial. That's the Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen. And as evidence of his craziness on this NBC piece that we're going to air coming up in the next segment, they talked about how Mr. Sell, Dr. Sell, thinks that the government's covering up something on 911. See, he's anti-government. He says that there was a cover-up with Waco and the medical records. Well, that's admitted in mainstream documentaries. Again, you believe there's a new world order. You're crazy. Think about that. I mean, all these news articles, all these government training manuals where they say there isn't a new world order. You're crazy if you say that there's a new world order. And then you open the newspaper up and the president and his administration and the Democrats and the Europeans and all these big think tanks are calling for a new world order. How many clips have we aired of vice presidents and presidents and CFR members and senators and Hollywood people calling for a new world order? I have literally hundreds of news articles that we posted on InfoWars.com from Reuters and Knight Ridder and AP and the Washington Post where they call for a new world order. But still, Rush Limbaugh has his kook detector why crazy people, delusional people, believe in a new world order, believe in a world government as the world government is being set up right in our faces. And in the new system, if you believe in a corrupt court system, you believe in a new world order, you think it's taking over from their own statements, you're crazy, and you need to be arrested and forcibly drugged. Same thing happened in Russia under Khrushchev or Stalin. Same thing happened in China under Mao. You believe the government's corrupt? You don't think the gulag system's a good thing? You're grabbed, you're arrested, you're forcibly drugged, and then you're brought gibbering and foaming at the mouth before the magistrates, before the tribunal, and they commit you to a labor camp to reform you, to repair you, to fix you. So, this is the system. We'll come back, we'll talk to John Stadtmiller, we'll talk about Dr. Charles T. Sell and the incredible case. And we're seeing more of this around the country. They tried to pass a bill here in Texas to do this. They passed another bill in Texas, by the way, in the legislature, where if you take any Medicare or Medicaid, speaking of that, they take your house. So now you take welfare, they take everything you own.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide
888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time during the day. We're here and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You go out on the AM and FM dial, growing list of wonderful affiliates. I want to thank them and the sponsors and the listeners. We simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com and net and on Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320 and at night at 5.085 and 6890. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about the case of Dr. Charles T. Sell, the St. Louis doctor who was involved in some of the medical records in the Waco case, said the government was lying, so they charged him with Medicaid, Medicare fraud, arrested him, and 6 years later, they've been forced drugging him on and off again. He's been in solitary confinement for 5.5 of the 6 years. They admit they've beaten and tortured him. They say this is all part of the new policy. And now it's in the Supreme Court, and they say even if it, even the Supreme Court says they can't forcibly drug, they're just going to go ahead and hold him then, and they say it could be for life. So you can probably imagine the ramifications of this, and we're seeing similar cases all around the country that haven't gotten as much much attention. I have listened to interviews online with Sell, with his lawyers. I've had his lawyers, his doctors, his psychiatrist on years ago. The guy is completely sane. He's had like five psychiatrists look at him. He's totally sane, totally cogent, and doesn't matter to the government. They just say you're crazy. It's the new Soviet system. We got John Stadtmiller joining us to talk about that. Before we go to John, and then in the next hour, I want to remind you we've got the Harper's writer coming on to talk about this bizarre so-called Christian group with CIA connections with all these members of Congress that are members, that call for the New World Order, that call for a world government run by a secret brotherhood. Jesus wants a world government, and they think Hitler and Nietzsche are good. This is public. We'll talk about phony Christian organizations like this. And in the third hour, I've got the homeschoolers coming on, the parents in Massachusetts. WorldNet Daily and the Metro West News have written stories about it where they said, you've got to give your kids to us for testing. You can't homeschool them. We're going to go ahead and take your kids from you. So that's coming up the third hour, and of course, your phone calls. But I do want to encourage listeners to get my videos. I have made 9 films. The 9th film is now out, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. It details dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism that we haven't covered in the other films. It covers Patriot Acts 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the Total Information Awareness Network, Cashless Society Control Grid, government-run white slavery rings, forced inoculations, gun control. It is 2 hours and 40 minutes long. 2 hours and 40 minutes long. I kept saying 2 hours and 37. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes long. $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 9 titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. My book is only $12. Descent into Tyranny covers 9-1-1. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the secure online shopping cart and order my videos. You can also call toll-free to do it, 1-888-253-3139. And you get the videos, you make copies, you wake people up in your area. It is having an effect. The new Gallup poll shows that only 32% of the American people trust the mainstream media. That's down from 50-something percent just 2 years ago. So people are waking up to the lies thanks to your work, thanks to shows like this show and all the great shows on this network. So call toll-free to get the videos, 1-888-253-3139. or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It is so important, and your purchase supports this broadcast. Joining me is talk show host John Stattmiller with his own show from 4 to 6 p.m. Weekdays, weeknights here on the network. I do a Saturday show with him, Real Talk Radio, from 1 to 4 p.m. And, John, on the Saturday show, you aired a clip of this, and you talked about it. And tell us about the case of Charles T. Sell, the doctor who said the government was corrupt, so now he's in a gulag. Tell us all about it, John.
Well, it's interesting, Alex. This is the gentleman that was given notice. He was in the Army at the time, in the reserves. They wanted him to come down to Waco to do the forensic work for dentures, so on and so forth, teeth, you know, to identify bodies. Now, this is before the Branch Davidians decided to kill themselves, burn themselves, according to the mainstream press and all the findings of government panels, that the Davidians actually committed suicide.
But then their own declassified Delta Force documents show they went in and killed them.
Exactly. So here's this dentist. He's in the Army Reserve. They called him up. The FBI called him down to do this forensic work. Something happens. He claims that he had footage, had at his disposal footage of the FBI actually burning Waco down, and then sets the weird tale in incarceration of Dr. Sell. Now, he's been in a cell for some 6 years now. The government has, as you've had his attorneys on the air, this man has been in solitary confinement at 3-4 years at a stretch. It's coming up on his 6th anniversary. He's not been to court yet. Supposedly for...
Well, John, of the 6 years, he spent 5.5 in solitary.
Okay. But here's the government. This guy, supposedly, if found guilty of fraud for Medicare and Medicaid, would only spend 2 years in jail. He has not seen the inside of a courtroom except for a judge. And he basically called the judge out and he said, look, he said, this is phony. These are false charges. I don't trust you. And so the story goes, the judge remanded him into the care of the mental health people, and this man has not seen the light of day for 6 years. Now, he's being, this Thursday edition with Stone Phillips of NBC's Dateline was nothing more than a spin. This is getting national attention. This case is going up in front of the Supreme Court probably by tomorrow or Wednesday. And only on the issue if the government can drug people if their psychiatrists say that they're allowed to. Now, keeping in mind, Mr. Sale going into court hyped up on psychotropic drugs, the question is, really, the legal question is, can the guy, is he cognitive? Is he of his right mind? Well, I would say that he is, but that's not good enough for the government.
Well, John, let me add a caveat to this, too, that we covered Saturday. And this is all mainstream, folks. This is all out in the open. They say that even if the government says they can't force drugging, then he's going to stay in prison for the rest of his life, quote, getting him ready for trial. This is pure textbook Stalinist Russia.
Well, we have the clip if you're ready to roll that, Alex.
Well, John, you know, other points you want to add on this case?
Well, I'll tell you. Let's run the video clip that I have here for the sound, and we'll make some comments after.
And again, you only caught part of this, but I got a lot of calls about this. Here it is, folks. This is absolutely 180 degrees away from what America's supposed to be. Go ahead, John.
All right, here we go.
They don't want to give me a trial, and they don't want to let me walk out of here free.
6 years after his arrest, Dr. Sell still waits for a trial. The government says it is not legally or ethically proper to try a mentally ill man and wants to give Sell mind-altering antipsychotic drugs to restore his mental health, drugs Dr. Sell refuses to take. So the doctor is caught, unable to go to court to prove he's innocent until he proves he's not mentally ill. Unable to be found not mentally ill because he won't take the drugs.
Why not just take the drugs? I've seen people here that are on these drugs and they shake and they can't read. And it's pretty terrible and pathetic.
You could just take the drugs for a short period of time, satisfy everybody, and go stand trial.
Well, I don't know that I'll be able to take the drugs for a short period of time. Why should I have to stand trial drugged and not in my right mind?
It is that question that has now gained national attention. Should the federal government be allowed to medicate someone who is nonviolent against his will? Or should a prisoner, like Dr. Sell, be allowed to make his own decision? That question is so significant, so important, that Dr. Sell's case has now reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
He has a fundamental liberty interest to make the decision for himself whether or not to be medicated.
Law professor Peter Joy has written a brief for the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU is just one of a number of high-profile civil rights and medical organizations that support Sell's case, saying his claim that he alone should decide whether to be medicated isn't crazy after all.
I think Dr. Sell has a right to say no. You know, I don't care if you call me delusional. I don't want to have these drugs coming into me. I don't want that.
While government doctors haven't disclosed precisely what medicines they'll give Dr. Sell, his attorneys believe it will be a new class of atypical antipsychotic drugs. The latest independent research has raised new concerns about serious side effects from these drugs, notably diabetes, in some cases leading to death.
The bottom line is, in a way, it affects all of us. For us to make a decision for ourselves rather than the government telling us, but also the potential of actually killing us simply to have somebody go to trial, that to me is a frightening thought.
It's very common for people with psychotic illness to be treated with antipsychotic medication.
Former U.S. Attorney Edward Dowd says adverse reactions to the types of drugs Sell may receive are rare, that the drugs are safe and widely used.
That's what you do, and I think it's the right thing to do here.
But just when you might be thinking that all the government is doing is trying to heal Dr. Sell and bring him to trial, there's one more twist. One more reason why Sell feels he's being persecuted and conspired against. He claims prison workers at Springfield have abused him, chained him to a slab for 19 hours, even sprayed him with scalding water.
Why did he do
that? He wanted to torment me, to hurt me, to torture me. That's what he wanted. Sadistic pleasure.
How long did this go on?
15 or 20 minutes.
Portions of the incidents were caught on videotape. For years, the Justice Department has refused requests for anyone to see the tapes. Only after NBC News argued that there was no valid legal reason to withhold the tapes did the government turn over one small portion of heavily edited videotape to Dateline.
The inmate became agitated and broke up two food trays.
All it revealed were these shots of a prison response team assembling and then walking to confront the doctor in his prison cell.
I need you to cuff up. Turn around, cuff up.
Dr. Sell admits he was insolent to the staff, but the tape shows nothing of what happened to him as a result. Dr. Sell is walked to where documents now reveal he really was chained to a slab for 19 hours. But before we see that, the tape suddenly ends. As for the alleged scalding, the government only released these poor quality photographs taken immediately after the incident. And medical records revealed that Dr. Sell did, in fact, show reddened areas on his body. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons would not answer any of our questions regarding Dr. Sell's case. But the doctor says he expects more brutality and more time in solitary until his day in court comes, if it ever comes.
I think that they're going to continue to harass me because I won't take the drugs. That's been their modus operandi for the years I've been here, blowing everything out of proportion, trying to latch on to any straws they can to prove that I'm a violent person.
How has all this time in solitary affected your mental state?
It's terrible. I think if you locked anybody in a vault for months and months and months, it doesn't help them to get better.
If the government's real purpose here is to restore this guy to competency, essentially to help his mental health, you think solitary confinement is the best way to do that?
No, I know from my experience that the only time you hold someone in solitary confinement is when you have to because they will not obey the rules of the prison.
Within a matter of days, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on Dr. Sell's case. If the justices rule that Sell can be forcibly medicated, he says he'll have no choice but to take the drugs. But if the justices rule that Sell cannot be forcibly drugged, then his journey through America's justice system, all the way to the nation's highest court, could leave Dr. Sell in a catch-22 that almost defies description.
I think if the court says that he cannot be medicated, that he will have to wait until a court determines that he's competent to stand trial and then have a trial.
So theoretically, at least in some scenario, this guy could spend the rest of his life in jail?
It is not impossible.
Possibly the rest of his life in prison without ever having a trial? Regardless of whether you think the government has secretly acted to keep him off the street, or what you make of Dr. Sell's guilt or innocence, for a man who's already lost nearly 6 years of his life, his home, and his freedom, you can see why it's enough to make someone like Dr. Sell believe in conspiracies.
I may spend the rest of my life probably right here in Springfield.
You know, this thing, John, this whole story, John.
Incredible, isn't it?
It's hidden in plain view. They're obviously conspiring to keep him off the street. He was involved in the Waco case. That's admitted. The guy goes down there, says the government's involved. He's in the Army. He's hired to whitewash this. They then come and grab him and say Medicaid and Medicare fraud. When he started speaking out, this has been in the St. Louis papers. They grab him. He tells the judge, this court's a fraud. These charges are a fraud. It's about Waco. They go, oh, you're crazy. They grab him. They've been forcibly drugging him. They don't mention that part. They don't mention how they beat him till he bleeds out of orifices. That's all admitted. And now, even if they say they can't forcibly drug him, well, now you've got to stay here in the prison then without your trial. So, John, this is pure Soviet Union right here in America.
It is pure Soviet Union, and the case has drawn enough notoriety that the United States Supreme Court is going to rule, as I said, on the issue whether the government has the right to drug somebody.
Well, they've got to discredit him because, you know,
absolutely.
They've already had, I guess, Gene Cullen, the big CIA guy over Delta Force in Africa. He said Delta Force bragged about killing Davidians. He went public, had to go into protective custody. He said the FBI threatened his children. That's the Washington Times. I guess Gene Cullen should be arrested, forcibly drugged, and thrown into a gulag, too.
Well, the FBI sent in an undercover agent, and evidently Sell and this undercover agent went to a range, a gun range. The FBI planted the story that he had written FBI all over targets at the shooting range. The interviewer, which is not in this clip, said he asked the interviewer, he says, well, do you hate the FBI? And he says, of course I hate the FBI. And the interviewer asked him, he says, why do you hate the FBI? He says, because they're a pack of liars.
Well, they just got caught running the informants in hits from L.A. to Boston and controlling the drug dealing nationwide. That's admitted. I mean, what more do you need?
Well, all you need is to be in a position to expose something about the government, and you can be locked away in a gulag, proclaim that you're crazy, and you can never go to trial.
It's absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. This is the new America. They're trying to set precedents. Does it make you mad? John, stay there. Let's talk more about this in the final segment on the other side of this break, and we've got another guest coming up. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Check them out. Spread the word.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888.
Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gtitelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that John Ashcroft says that, oh, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, it's only about foreigners, when the legislation says it's about citizens. For any misdemeanor, they want to arrest you, secretly try you before a tribunal, and execute you. That's what he said two Thursdays ago. He said, oh, we want to execute you for any terrorist act. Well, any terrorist act is a misdemeanor under Section 802 of the first Patriot Act. They broaden that to an unlimited scope, not even misdemeanor crimes in the new one. And here they are, and there's thousands of people like Sell around the country. Somebody blows the whistle on the government dealing drugs, corruption. They grab you, they say they're nuts. They tried to pass a law right here in Texas in the last legislature to do this, just where the judge says you're crazy, unlimited time in a mental institution, forcibly drugging you. And John, here we have this guy in the Army, a dentist, hired by him, sent down to Waco to whitewash. He says there's a cover-up. They grab his information, grab him, throw him in this thing, have the FBI make up all these lies about him. Now they torture him, force drug him, take the Branch Davidians. The Supreme Court ordered their release 2 years ago. Because they were found guilty of having weapons in the commission of a crime, and they were found not guilty of committing a crime, so how can that happen? They're still in prison being tortured, beaten, the same stories.
Since 94, you're right.
So think about this. I mean, this is scary stuff.
Well, and Alex, I've done many stories on where prosecutors, federal prosecutors, will lie. They'll vilify, they'll do anything that they possibly can. The judges team up with the prosecutors to exclude evidence and cases. There was one case down in Georgia where three guys spent years in prison with admitted on the stand BATF planted evidence in a supposed bomb case.
They bury pipe bombs on your land, folks.
They bury the pipe bombs. The BATF informant gets up on the stand, admits it, but the jury still convicts, and the jury polled later said, well, why did you convict? They said, well, the government must have had something on them. They must have been guilty of something.
Yeah, you have this mindless, well, if they say it, I mean, so what if they plant evidence? The government's good. They must have done it to get the bad guys. Well, take these sitcoms and dramas. you know, like the agency, where they frame people, but they're doing it because they're bad guys, and torture's good, and framing's good. You know, they got to play dirty to protect us, John.
Well, they got to get their man. I mean, a lot of these federal prosecutors, they're climbing the ranks. They want to become judges. They're told to get their man from the Justice Department. And as you said, coming out of the break, Alex, we have the Department of Justice head, John Ashcroft, caught in a lie about Patriot Act 2. He said it before a Senate or an investigative committee. And it turns out that he lied to the American people. Viet Dinh, which was a CFR member, shortly after getting in front of the cameras on C-SPAN at the National Press Club, they handed this Viet Dinh, a Vietnamese immigrant into this country, that they hung the moniker on this guy, saying that, oh, the Homeland Security and Patriot Act, that was all his writings. He's the assistant the Attorney General's assistant. They hung it on him. A week later, the guy bails and quits. So we have lie after lie after lie, and the people that are doing this in the service, supposedly the American people, as soon as it's exposed, they either retire or they're fired.
John, I would expand on this, that again, the FBI, and it's in my new film, Mainstream News, was caught running hit teams, drugs, everything. The informants are a criminal army dealing drugs, committing murders for them. They run the organized crime. And we have organized criminals with this national security cloak around them, taking over. People, you better get involved now and stand up against this. We outnumber them. We're the real Americans. They're enemy combatants destroying our republic.
Alex, I'll see you on Real Talk Radio this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Central, right on this network and on WWCR.
All right. Thanks for joining us, John. I appreciate you coming on to give us that update. We got more guests coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Please stay with me.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secrecy.